going on with a long practice? Is that to make sure, you know, their heads are right coming off a game? Like,
well, it's yesterday we couldn't get on the floor. Your bodies couldn't take it. We didn't get in until 2:30 in the morning and got in the film room. So today was the day to do everything. So we did everything, and usually game day we guard their inbounds, but we did it all today because of the early game tomorrow.
Does it help to have a lot of players that have been through the NCAA tournament that know that turnaround?
Well, we don't have to normally be on a plane 4 hours coming back. So you got to make sure you let them get their legs back under them. Thank goodness we didn't have class. I thought we were in class. I thought we started this week. Shows you what I know. But they're in a good frame of mind, obviously. But they understand and respect Oklahoma State, and they know that how well coached they are. We showed them statistical categories where they're right behind us in things that basically boil down to effort and coaching. They're going to guard you, and they're going to be physical. They're coming off a loss that I'm sure broke their hearts. They 13-point lead against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma hit some unbelievable threes and ended up winning the ball game. They're not going to forget that, and they'll be motivated because of it.
What was your overall take from the UConn game? What was it you took from that?
It allowed me to, you know, sometimes when you coach a team, you don't know, are we good? Are we very good? Are we really, really? You don't know until you play on the road against good teams. And I learned a lot about defense. Again, we can be a very good defensive team. We have to get better at keeping people off the offensive boards. But that wasn't something I learned. I've known that from the time we started practice. And it has to start with our guards. We can score the ball at all positions, and we can run a lot of different offensive looks. Just a team that just doesn't get too high or too low. Let's go play.
Can you talk about Moon Urson? I mean, how much she contributes. You know, UConn 14 minutes, and maybe not always on the stat line. She might not light it up, but she really comes up big.
Moon is first sub off the bench when it comes to guard play. And Moon, just she's so strong, she's so quick, she just needs to relax. Moon is a perfectionist. You know, she doesn't want to mess up. And I told her, you can't play for me if that's the mentality you have. You're going to mess up. I am going to challenge you. And you have to just let it roll off of you and learn from it. And I think she's reaching a point. She's a junior now, and she's been in some big games for us and done well, and she's starting to relax, maybe a good word to use. And when she relaxes, I think she blossoms, and I think we're starting to see that with her.
Not too high or too low for this team, and that was evident. I mean, Kyle was telling me y'all, every time they made a run, y'all responded.
Mm-hmm.
What did you see from your team with that?
Well, we've got to get better in a lot of areas. If you watch the game, we would take an 8-point lead at the end of the second quarter and we couldn't hold on to it. Well, we got to fix that. Could we not hold on to it because of things we can correct, or was it stuff that we did a good job at and give credit to the opponent? And then we did the same thing in the third quarter. We took that 8-point lead and we couldn't extend it. So that's where the coaching comes in, is let's fix what we can fix so that doesn't happen. But we didn't just get so discouraged that we didn't win the ball game. And then in the fourth quarter, we extended it to about an 8-point lead, and they started fouling. But I thought pretty much that this team doesn't lack for confidence. They don't panic. A lot of that's attributed to your returning players who have been in the big games. It was a game where you're in a hostile environment, and you wouldn't have known it by the demeanor of the kids. You know, they just, you know, you make a good play, they high five, and but we got to move on to the next play. They make a bad play, they don't, you know, shrug their shoulders. They just keep playing.
Kim, use Caitlin. Got her some good minutes, and she played well in the third quarter the other mm-hmm. night, but also it had Kevin Alyssa on the bench, and then she seemed to be especially fresh.
Absolutely.
In the fourth quarter, is that the grand scheme of things?
Well, it wasn't planned, but I thought, Chad, it was a moment in the game where it was a wise decision by our coaching staff. Because Nalissa started the game good. Nalissa was in a good rhythm. She needed a little break at that moment. And let her just take a deep breath. Okay. Bickle, because she shoots the three, was the next logical post to go with so that it would allow Cox to have some one-on-ones in there. So you brought Bickle in our offense out, and it allowed Cox to be able to maneuver more, either to score the ball or to find the open player. And it was valuable minutes. And then when Nalissa came back in, she does what she does, you know, and big offensive boards. And, you know, she – and we that's a growth thing there for Nalissa, because I probably would think her freshman year she thinks she had done something bad. Why am I over here? But you kind of coach her through it, and you say, do you understand that might have been your best game as a Baylor player? You've won games for us, Arizona State, UConn game here. But she didn't play both ends of the floor well. She really had an overall good game if you look at her on both ends of the floor the entire night.
I'm sure you knew this, but obviously the stage isn't big for Taya Cooper at all.
No. Cooper is, you know, a grad transfer. She's played just about every arena in the country. What she is doing is understanding it's okay to score the ball for us. And I think when you're a transfer, you tend to want to kind of fit in and distribute the ball some. We got a lot of scorers on the team. I'll tell you what's a bad shot and when you're shooting too much. And, you know, I've been begging Juicy to shoot it more. And I think we are a better team when those two kids will just let it rip, let it fly. If it's too much or not a good shot, I'll let you know those things. We're always going to have post touches, whether we score it from the post or not. I always believe you got to have post touches, and particularly with Cox. Cox, she just can pass so well. She can make it so much easier for everybody.
Lauren, looked like she got off to a good start, and then you watch her in the second half, and she's doing like what you were
Was it the third, like fourth quarter? She took two or three there and missed, but she hit some big ones right afterwards. Right. But that's all – you gotta let Cox play through it in a game setting, because for every two or three shots she's going to miss, she's going to give somebody a bucket or she's going to finally make one. But that's conditioning.
Okay.
If you go back early in the game, I put her outside and went with the big lineup. She nailed shots.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not afraid to shoot it out there.
With her hitting her first two three-pointers in that game, I mean, was that a game plan thing going in for her to shoot those shots?
I wouldn't say it was a game plan, but I've always, always thought Cox could be a tremendous three-player. And it's not something I wouldn't rule out in the future. And a lot of that will depend on the development of Queen Egbo. The development of Queen, do I need all three of those bigs in the game at the same time? Is the perimeter player not helping us on the defensive end rebounding? Are they flying in there on the boards with our guards? Well, if that's the case, let me just go big. Things like that.
What is Oklahoma State bring here?
Well coached. And when I say well coached, he will present things to us defensively that will be tough, aggressive. They'll have effort. Howard and Gray, two leading scorers on their team, and they're going to get the majority of their shots. And they're good. They're good. You know, it's a game where I'm sure they're not real happy. So this is an opportunity for them to come in here and put on a good show. And are we so happy that we think we're going to roll the ball out there and beat them? We don't operate that way. We came back today and in the film room yesterday, and we worked. Because if what you did yesterday still looks big to you today, then you haven't done much today. And that's just been what I've been preaching to them.